I tell you, he knitted with us and just became our son. And so he is an author. He's a pastor. He sings. He plays. He is a wonderful husband, father. And I am so thankful today that God gave us this gift in the artist family. So at this time, I move quickly out of the way and present to you our own Pastor Charles Brown, who is coming to bring us a word from the Lord. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, sir. Merry Christmas. Kiss them all for me and take this away and give us what the Lord has given to you to give to us today. I love you, son.
Amen. I love you, too. And I love each and every one of you who are on this line, Dr. P.K. Roberts, blessed woman of God, who's just carrying forth the word of God and allowing the Lord to use her in a unique way. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, man, we are so grateful for her and just being a visionary and being consistent and just loving the Lord the way she does. And all of my sisters, Minister Tiffany and Minister Willa, and all of you, the people of God, we do wish you season's greetings, and we just say happy holidays to you. And we also say Merry Christmas because we know and understand the reason for the season. And I want to get right into what the Lord has given to me today to share with you. Luke chapter 1, very familiar passage of scripture, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou who art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed art thou among women. I want to, out of this particular verse, I would like to pull today's sermon title, The Angel Gabriel Comes on the Scene, greets Mary with the news that something wonderful was about to happen in her life. And just as Gabriel visited Mary with that news, on this past week, the Lord has given me a visitation. And in this visitation, he didn't come with the revelatory exposition for me to pontificate or impress you with. He simply told me two words, and these are the words I want to minister to you. Season's greeting. Season's greeting. I'm not going to be long. I just want to share this word, and I know that we all have a wonderful day ahead of us. But I want you to know that God has done something that's going to reverberate throughout the body of Christ. And this pronouncement is this, that despite how bad the last few years have been, in spite of the challenges that you may have endured, regardless of how difficult life has been lately for you, understand what the Lord wants to say to you. Get ready to shift. I feel that there is a serious shift coming. You understand shifting. Shifting the right way will position you in the proper direction. For some of you, God is saying that you need to shift into the park gear because you've been moving too much, too unstable, and in order for me to truly bless you, I need you to keep still. For others, God is saying that he's shifting you to reverse because you've been going in the wrong direction. I'm not reversing you to punish you. I'm reversing you to correct you. You're going the wrong way. You're headed towards a dead end, and I'm reversing and correcting all wrong behavior. There are others who the Lord says he needs to neutralize, so he's shifting you into neutral. Pastor Chuck, what's so significant about neutral? Its significance lies in the fact that it allows you to be flexible enough to be moved. God is sick and tired of stubborn Christians who won't move when he says move and speak when he says move, speak and say when he says this, what he says to say and go where he says to go, live how he says to live. Neutral allows him to move you without resistance into the direction he wants you to go. Listen, don't get mad. It's just a shift. Then there are those who God said, it's time to move forward. I'm putting you in a position to make moves. Get ready to move forward. It's time out for staying where we've been. It's time to move forward. I refuse to find myself in the same position this time next year. I expect to be thousands of miles ahead this time next year. Finally, the shift will help you to keep climbing even when you're on a steep incline or stuck in mud or dealing with icy roads. God says there's a higher gear for those who are ready to go higher. You can't drive as fast as in these gears, but you can get higher faster. I wonder who on this phone this morning is happy about the shift of God. I know the angel told Mary, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. But I need you to understand that the angel didn't just come to announce a baby. He came to announce the shift in Mary's life. I want somebody who's not ashamed of this shift to say, listen, I'm blessed and highly favored. God is all over me. Blessings are all over me. Breakthrough is all over me. This shift wouldn't just affect her, but the entire world. What God is about to give you is not just for you, it's for your world. The shift represents a change in seasons. Some folk who have been dealing with some serious issues ought to get excited right now because there's a change in the season. God told you not to be weary in well-doing because in due season, the season of the shift, you would reap if you didn't faint. Aren't you glad that you didn't give up? Aren't you glad that you didn't give up, that you didn't throw in the towel? You would have missed this announcement. You would have missed this graduation to the next level. And so this morning, I just want to leave you with several things that the Lord told me, and I want to give this to you. Number one, this is the season of out with the old and in with the new. This is the season of out with the old and in with the new. Anybody ready for some new stuff? Well, let me ask it this way. Anybody tired of the same old, you tired of the same old issues and the same old disappointments and the same old arguments and the same old mountains and struggles and debt? Well, this is a new season with new parameters, new directions, new rules, and new rewards. This new season also has new requirements. Hear me. In order for you to experience the new, you must replace the old. That's why Paul admonishes us to forget those things which are behind us and reach forward towards those things which are before. In order for you to experience the new, you must be willing to be new. I just want to make sure you understand that you can't take the old with you into this new season. Stop taking old issues with you into this new season. Don't take old mindsets and mentalities into this new season. Number two, only the prepared will be able to handle this upcoming season. Only the prepared will be able to handle this upcoming season. How prepared are you for the upcoming season? Have you been preparing or waiting or when you think that there's something that's – have you been preparing or waiting for when you think something is going to happen to get ready? I will keep saying this until everybody gets it. When opportunity knocks, it is too late to prepare. Only those who are already ready, can handle what this new season brings with it. The weight of God's blessings will crush the unprepared. Oh, I want to say that again. The weight of God's blessings will crush the unprepared. That's why so many people who aren't ready for big money always lose big money immediately because they can't handle it. If God does release your life's desires this week, could you take advantage of each opportunity? Mary's life prepared her for this season. The fact that she kept herself not just for her husband but for her God was enough for God to honor and favor her with the promise. Favor does not land on everybody. That's why I keep telling you to be faithful to God because I want you to experience God's favor. That's why I keep telling folks to be a tither consistently because I want you to experience God's favor. Favor is not a game. It's not a fad. It's not a gimmick. Favor is real, but it is only released to those who are prepared. How ready are you for this season? In verse 29, I want you to hear this. In verse 29, when she saw him, this Mary looking at the angel, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you're going to conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And number three. In this season, God is only blessing those who he can trust with his baby. God is only blessing those who he can trust with his baby. Please understand this, that if God can't trust you, he won't impregnate you. Of course, I'm not speaking of pregnancy in a natural sense, but spiritually. What God wants to do for you is release into his promise. He wants to release in you his promise. And once this promise grows within you, for the set time, it is going to bless your life. However, God won't impart into those who he can't trust. If he can't trust you to give the tenth, he can't trust you with this baby. If he can't trust you to be faithful, he can't trust you with this baby. If he can't trust your character, he can't trust you with his baby. If he can't trust you to have integrity at all times, he cannot trust you with his baby. If he can't trust your promise, he won't give you his promise. Verse 34, I'm almost finished. Verse 34. Mary says it to the angel, how is this going to happen? Seeing that I know not a man. And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, hallelujah, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth shall also conceive a son in her old age, and this is 6 months with her who was called barren. Verse 37, y'all got to get this. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Number four, this is the season of miracles that cannot be explained. This is a season of miracles that cannot be explained. This next season is a season of miracles. Miracles are supernatural intervention into the natural order of things. Miracles are something you have no control over. Miracles happen when you can't make it happen. You're looking for solutions, and voila, the solution works itself out. It's all because of the miracles that God is giving to his children. Here's the thing about these miracles. They are inexplicable. Nobody will be able to tell you how it happened. In fact, when you tell the story about what happened, you won't be able to explain it, because what God is about to do for you can't really be explained. And that is why that's why you got to understand that it doesn't matter how it's going to happen. Stop questioning how it's going to happen and let God make it happen. Stop questioning how it's going to happen and let God make it happen. This is what God was sharing with me. Everything about this promise went against the grain. The pregnancy was prophesied years before, but Mary gets pregnant without a man ever entering her. The baby ain't born where all the children were born. He was born in a manger full of animals. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is that God doesn't always want you to go the regular route to bless you. It's about to be unusual for you. You're about to get calls that you were not expecting. You're about to get opportunities on your job that you weren't looking for. God always blesses those who are willing to be blessed outside of the system. He wants to bless you without the hookup. He wants to bless you without being in the in crowd. Can you stand the unusual in your life? Can you stand not understanding what God, how God's going to do what he's already about to do, and just accept that it's already done? Mary said, how am I going to get pregnant without being with a man? And God's response is this: I don't have to go through a man to bless you. I don't have to go through a job to bless you. I am God, and I can bless you without anybody else's help. Seasons greetings. Today, December 25th, 2013, is a day you need to remember for the rest of your life, because it is the beginning of a new season in your life. I shared this before, but I want to give this to you. In all of the major sports, there's a period called before the regular season begins called preseason. Preseason is different from regular seasons because the games don't count. They don't really matter. If you lose during preseason, it doesn't disqualify you. Well, God told me to tell you that preseason is over. The games of yesterday didn't count. The issues of 2013 up until this point didn't matter. There are many who messed up during preseason, but your failure didn't disqualify you from your championship. We're still going to have a winning season. We're still going to be champions because we're more than conquerors, and we have overwhelming victory. A lot of us have been experiencing preseasons of blessings and preseasons of breakthrough and miracles, but get ready, because the preseason blessings can't compare to this season's blessings. The preseason's breakthrough can't compare to this season's breakthrough. The preseason promotion can't compare to this season's promotion. The preseason elevation and restoration and reconciliation will not be able to compare to the season that God is about to bring you in. Season's greetings, everyone. Listen, welcome to your new life. Welcome to the next level. Welcome to your new season. I need you to walk in that thing all day. Forget about the gift and understand that the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, came as a pronouncement to our lives, to change our lives, to shift our lives into a season where we can get back to God and be restored back to the Father. And God said, I'm still impregnating people with my promise. I promise you healing. I promise you restoration. I promise you deliverance. I promise you peace. I promise you prosperity. And I'm a man of my word. I always keep my word, because I'm not like man. I should say, I'm not a man that he should lie. Listen, God said, I'm going to do it, and it's going to happen for you. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just know that I'm going to do this in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy, filled, joyful day in the Lord. Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Season greetings, son. Season's greetings. Excellent day. Oh, my God. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful way to start off Christmas morning. Merry Christmas to you at this time, Oh, my God, I could say so much, but we got another call coming. We got to get over on the MMC call for the ambassador's call today. You all listen to me. I'm bringing up right now this wonderful woman of God who we have been connected now for 5 years. This is my 5th year celebrating my time with Artist International, introduced to this business 5 years ago. And at this time, you all, the woman who embraced me so wonderfully through the spiritual realm and have prayed and covered me and just walked with me through so many things, I say Merry Christmas to our own Dr. Vanessa, my sister Vanessa Weatherspoon, all the way out of the big state of Texas. Come on, Merry Christmas. Season greetings, my dear sister.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you, my sister, Dr. P.K. Robertson. As usual, Pastor Chuck, what a word. You know, through the years, I've called him my BPM, my black preaching machine. He knows I love him, and that word was a on-time word. Merry Christmas to each of you. So many of you I see here on the board this morning. Thank you so much for pressing in to be with us on this birthday. You know, we have to remember it really is all about him. So as we say happy birthday, I just want to thank each and every one of you who have supported the Master's Call since its inception, and for many of us who've been with artists even more than these 3 years, who've been on the different calls that have lifted up the name of Jesus, thank you so much. And from the bottom of my heart, I actually am in Big D, Dallas, Texas this morning, and saying Merry Christmas with my family, trying to just enjoy the day, relax, if I know how to spell that and what that means, and just enjoy Jesus today. What we've done is we open up the queue, and we're going to have some shout-outs. We have about 5-7 minutes left, and just have you come on. And please don't take more than 30 seconds. I just like a commercial. Man, you can get a lot said in 30 seconds. And just say a shout-out to our family. Let them know first who you are and what you want to say on this blessed, blessed Christmas day. So, again, Dr. PK, it has been an humbling honor and a privilege to serve with you on this call, for God to have given us this vision and to be connected at the hip spiritually, emotionally. You truly are my sister in the Lord. And for all of the prayer warrior team, I see so many of you all on the board, and also to our speaker today and all of our speakers, we love you and appreciate you, and Merry Christmas. All right, we're going to start on the north side of town, and we always say that when God gives you a vision, he gives you godly counsel. And when he gave us this vision, when he dropped it in Dr. PK's heart and she came to me for us to walk it out and work it out together, we went to a woman of God who we look up to and respect to see, just to hear what she would feel and say. And she has been on this call consistently supporting us as a pillar of prayer and support. So Miss Marie Preston, good morning and Merry Christmas, and thank you for all that you do.
Yes, yes, good morning, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, Robert Ambassador. I just want to say to my artist family, I love you guys. Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus. And I'm just with my family. We're just having a ball since last night. Back to y'all.
Back to you. You know, when she says she's with her family, that means over 100 people. So, amen. Good morning, Miss Joni. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jesus. Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you. I just want to say I thank God for this day.
Amen. All right, we're going to keep on moving. And I love, as Dorothy said on the floor, the love train. We're going to be the Holy Ghost OJ love train. We're going to keep it moving. 4791, good morning. 4791, you're open.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanking God this morning for introducing me to the artist family that I'm getting ready to join.
And who are you, sweetheart? Tell us who you are.
I am Dolores. I'm calling from New York City.
Well, good morning, Ms. Dolores, and Merry Christmas and blessings to you. Thank you for calling in. Praise God. All righty, going on out to the Mississippi Ocean side. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. I want to say good morning to you and Pastor K. Roberts and to all my artists and TMC fans. Christmas to you. I love you all, and I give God blessings, and I wish God's blessings, peace, and joy upon each and every one of
you. And you're going to tell us who you are.
This is Brenda Terrell.
Thank you, and we love you too, and have the same blessed day. Amen, amen, and amen. Headed up to the Delaware train. Good morning, Ms. LaShawn.
Hey, 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 good morning, good morning. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Hold on, guys, go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
That was the gang right there, Leah Jihad and AJ. We love you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your babies. I need to get my little niece and nephew. They were walking around here, too. I think they hollered last year, Merry Christmas. All right, the love train's headed out to Indiana. Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning to my TMC family and my artist family. Merry Christmas to all. Everyone have a blessed day. I'm on my way out to share the entire day with my entire family, so God bless you all. Joy, peace, and happiness to everybody.
Amen. All right, our queue is filled up, so it's clear again now. If anybody else in our last 2 minutes wants to give a shout-out, fill right back up. I know you have to leave in a minute before you go, Dr. P.K., to your ambassador's call. Is it anything you wanted to say?
Good morning. My name is Betty Flemings, and I want to say Merry Christmas to Dr. P.K. Roberts, my sister, and all of you, and wish you well.
Amen. Amen. Look forward to meeting you. Yeah, your sister, Betty. Amen.
My real sister out of San Diego, I say to each of you, Merry Christmas. I love all of you. And please, once you get off this call, if you could just run over for a little minute, to the ambassador's call so that we can close out our calls for today and start celebrating. You all, I have a meal plan here in this hotel. I'm having a lobby and setting up, and I'm decorating. I really am working. This is
all right now, so we can get on there. I got 3 people in queue, so we're going to be over there in just a minute.
Thank you, darling. And kiss
all right, love
for
you.
Me. Kiss
all right, me. Baby. All right, we've got Miss Siobhan. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning, artist family. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Amen. And my sweet Candy in Chicago, the love train goes on to the Windy City. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Miss Candy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Oh, I had myself muted. God morning, God morning. Merry, Merry Christmas. Just everybody, I know we all will remember today, and this is the time to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. I just keep saying that in my mind because so many people don't focus on that. So again, Merry Christmas! I love you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day.
Amen. We're going to take just 2 more. We have our prayer general and also now our other speaker that we're so honored to have on this morning from the toll city of Detroit, Minister, Pastor Everett Thomas. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
And good morning to you. Merry Christmas to all my TMC family, artist family. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. All righty, last but not least, our prayer general. I saw you unmute yourself.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and to the entire TMC family. I am here resting with family. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Love you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I tell you, we are just so excited and grateful today, which is the Lord's Day, and it is a happy birthday to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you so much, so many of you all, for getting up, pressing through on this morning to be a part of this call. We're going to go on and close it out because we do want to go on and join Dr. P.K. Roberts on the Ambassador's Call today. And that number, again, for those of you who don't have it, is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300, and the pin code is Dumb Attack. What is the pin code, Robin? I know the other pin code.
539-598 pound.
Thank you. My Dumb Attack lifted. 539-598 pound. And we're going to go on and close out the call. I don't see Pastor Chuck. I think he may have had to hop off, so I will go on and speak Christmas blessing on the many of you who are still on the line. Father God, we just thank you and say happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see this Christmas of 2013. Thank you for allowing us to be with family, friends, and loved ones. And we speak blessings to those who may not be exactly where they want to be or with who they want to be, but we are with you, so it is all is well. Now, this day, let the Spirit of the Lord dwell in our going in and our coming out, in our fellowship, in our feeding ourselves in love and laughter, that you will be glorified, and that we always remember you were born to die for the remission of our sins. Now, we thank you for a blessed day, a day full of your glory, and we will always, with all we say and do, and receive this blessing that we are your ministers in the marketplace. We are your mouthpieces with a message that we thank you, God, for downloading in our hearts that you, Jesus, are Lord. Thank you that you're ordering our steps, and we receive the favor. I decree and declare the favor of the Lord on our lives, on our families. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of our hearts, the doorpost of our minds, the doorpost of our homes. I speak those blessings on our lives now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus. Love you all and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.